He's on his way. We'll take a look at it. We have a couple different options. I went around to each position room. We were in a time crunch, so I just went around to each position room and let them know what the decision and what our plans were with Josh, and to just let them know that, you know, what we said in our release, what John said on the radio, that we're going to work to get the best information we can, the most accurate information we can, and make the best decision we can for the team. It was a tough conversation. It was a tough conversation. We'll leave it personal. Again, it's been a quick turnaround. It's not easy, obviously, but, we felt it was best for the organization to go the direction we went, just to make sure we have all the best information available. Again, we're trying to get as much information as we can so we can make the best decision. Did Josh mislead me? With my conversations one-on-one with Josh, I want to leave those personal, but he was working. He's working towards improving himself. You know, we're not going to turn our back on Josh. He's a teammate, and, he's a guy that we're hoping makes strides. Am I aware of it? I haven't had time to filter through a lot of this information. A lot of it came out recently, and relying on the front office to go through it. Again, we're working to get all the information we can get, and so we can make the best available decision. I'm not going to say anything that, I want to make sure I get all the information available and I have all the facts before I speak. Exactly. I'm waiting right now to get as much information as I can so I can make the best possible decision, help the organization make the best possible decision moving forward. It's an organizational decision. Well, I've seen him make a lot of kicks against me in the past. He's been successful, and we're hoping that continues. No, he's on his way here. We haven't had a chance to work him out. And we'll have a practice tomorrow. We'll have a launch day tomorrow. Mixed messages. When did I say zero tolerance? No, again, we're looking to get as much information as we can so we have all the facts so we make the best informed decision. I do not support domestic violence, if that's what you're asking. I don't condone it. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of the question. Yeah, each and every week it seems like there's something that we're talking about other than the game, but that's a part of the game now. I think each team goes through it. We talk about messaging and what we can do and focus on controlling our thoughts and focus on, controlling what we can control and not letting any outside noise come in.
Ben, you talk about mindset, the drop, pitch, wise. How do you use those modern
Yeah, that's a great question. Josh is a man of faith. He's a man that has taken steps to try to improve himself, and you try to support him so he can get better. Again, there are programs in place that the league has in place that players can take advantage of. I can't answer for that. Say that one more time. Again, everything's concerning. Everything's concerning. But again, we're working to piece together as much of the information as we can so we can make a well-informed decision. Well, we made the decision, we're being on the East Coast, we could get over here quickly. We thought we could get a lot of rest heading into the game and get our preparation done and get our heavy lifting done before we got on the plane. Now we have to catch up on our hydration, get back in the sleep-wake cycle, so we're ready to go on Sunday. Yeah, the front office is doing the best they can right now to gather the information and feed to me. They get as much information as quickly as they can, as accurately as they can. Again, we're working to acquire the information so we can make the best decision possible. I'm not going to answer that. Say that one more time. Yeah, we're not worried about the distractions. We're not worried about the outside noise. We need to focus on each other and winning a football game.